From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at Acura.com/RDX.
If Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach could listen to the debate over banning tobacco industry-sponsored research at the University of California, they would certainly change their hit tune to Smoke Gets in Your Heart. For more than 6 years, the issue keeps appearing before the UC Board of Regents with a rising emotional pitch. What's the fuss over banning funds to a handful of UC scientists? Since 1996, only 108 scientists had received such funds. In 2006, the funds totaled $16 million, a paltry 0.4% of the annual $4 billion in UC research awards. According to ban proponents, these UC scientists have participated in a collective use of sponsored research by the manufacturers and distributors of tobacco products to support a public deception. I received a Philip Morris grant in 2002 and have never deceived the public, promoted tobacco use, or experienced corporate intrusion. UC has never charged any awardee with scientific misconduct. What drives the proponents? A moral concern that the industry's history augurs an imminent manipulation of scientific data. A funding ban will inoculate UC from a lurking contagion. But the exigency of academic freedom trumps this moral call to inoculate. Abridging it only obstructs the free flow of new ideas against conformity pressure and peer disapprobation. These ideas seed the transformation of technology, which supports the prosperity of future generations. The Philip Morris grant helped me find novel ways to measure tissue oxygen and to challenge cherished metabolism paradigms. These findings will help transform the diagnosis and treatment of diseases. Banning tobacco funds only robs me of a chance to do good with my science. Who suffers? Certainly not the tobacco industry, but society loses the benefit of science. Will it reduce smoking? Certainly not. Why seek a ban when it wastes so much effort, achieves so little for public health, and exacts such a high cost to the freedom of inquiry? That's the real pressing moral question. With a perspective, I'm Thomas Jew.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.